Hello and welcome to this new episode of the ISCN podcast, the podcast on smart urban development by the International Smart Cities Network. My name is Leah Hemmetsberger, and in this new episode, we'll explore the Helsinki Innovation Districts together with Kaisa Spilling. Kaisa works as development manager at Forum Virium Helsinki and has been working on innovation districts, or so-called urban labs, for more than a decade. So let's go. Kaisa, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast of the International Smart Cities Network. And we will start with a very difficult question first. Tell us who you are. Please briefly sort of introduce yourself to our audience.
Yeah, thanks a lot for inviting me. So I'm Kaisa Spilling, and I work for Forum Virium Helsinki, city-owned innovation company in Helsinki. I've been working with urban innovation living labs in the smart city context for almost 15 years. Actually, my educational background is from the business school, but my orientation has been a multidisciplinary one, combining business, design, and technology. And I'm a facilitator and have expertise in multi-stakeholder co-creation and ecosystem building. And I've had the chance to work really with different kinds of innovation projects, actually over very different smart city topics and district level urban labs. And really working with accelerating innovation and public-private collaboration. My kind of key passion and focus areas have been district level development, such as, for example, building the innovation ecosystem activities in the smart city district of Kalasatama, Helsinki. And currently, I'm focusing on building the Helsinki Innovation District project portfolio here at Forum Virium Helsinki.
It sounds like you're a pretty busy person, but also the exact right person that we want to talk about. Before we will dive into more about what you do at Forum Virium, I think you already gave us a pretty good sort of overview of what you're doing personally there. I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite place in Helsinki and why?
Well, first of all, so I really love Helsinki, especially in the summer. And Helsinki is located by the sea, and there's the archipelago here, and very nice little islands you can reach easily by the ferry traffic. And I just love, for example, there's the Suomenlinna Fortress Island, and also other small islands that you can find nice spots for little dip in summer days. So I have to say the archipelago and the coasts of Helsinki are my favorites.
It sounds lovely. I already want to go, actually. But I'm quite surprised you're not saying Smart Kalasatama, but we will get to this later, yeah. I would say.
That's work.
Right. Always separate work from pleasure, right? But I'm very curious to hear more about Smart Kalasatama in a moment. In your introduction, you said you work for Forum Virium Helsinki. And as I understood it, this is a type of innovation agency. And as you explained during our briefing meeting, the city of Helsinki is a partner and the only client. And I'm kind of curious, and probably also our listeners are maybe also curious, what is the mission of Forum Virium Helsinki? So what do you do?
Well, we are the innovation company. So actually, our mission is to spur on smart city development by introducing new technologies, operating models, and initiatives to the city community. That's the mission.
That's the mission. And sort of how does that work in practice?
Because we are owned by the city, so our strategy is also in line with the city's strategy. However, us at Forum Virium, we mainly operate with external funding, mainly coming from different EU funds. And we pilot and develop urban innovation in different projects. And then these novel solutions and other project results are scaled up for the use of the entire urban community. The project results may be like new companies, even new services, new data, or new practices and operating models.
That's actually a pretty big portfolio that you have at Forum Virium. So you're basically responsible for the whole innovation ecosystem within sort of the city boundaries of Helsinki, if I understand that correctly.
Well, not the whole, that's happening in Helsinki, but we do a lot, and always engaging the city in the different initiatives we pursue.
You mentioned it already, sort of your strategy is always based on or linked to the strategy of the city of Helsinki. How do you cooperate with the city sort of in the day-to-day business? How does that work? How can I imagine that?
Yeah, well, in many levels and in different ways. Well, first of all, of course, the city of Helsinki sits on our board, like people from different divisions are kind of steering us from the board. Then on daily basis, of course, we work with the different divisions, first of all, in different kinds of innovation projects, but also like in many ways, kind of tackling different areas together. For example, if we need to concentrate on something, so we kind of we bring in the different experts from the city and kind of look into those things together, or the city asks advice from us if they kind of want to look into some specific topics related to innovation. So I mean, we have a very kind of good day-to-day basis collaboration, and I have to say, if I think about my colleagues, so the city people are also kind of, I see them as my colleagues, so the relations are so close.
That is pretty impressive. And while you were talking, because it sounds like, you know, the relationship is very close and you have a really good working relationship, as it seems. For how long has Forum Virium now existed?
Forum Virium Helsinki was founded in 2005, and from 2010, we were kind of taken totally into a part of the city of Helsinki, so 100% owned by the city of Helsinki. So quite a long time. But of course, City of Helsinki is like a very big organization. It's like a little city. So there's many people. So of course, we don't work with all of them, but we have very good like collaborators there and our good nodes of interaction and collaboration within the city.
Nice. Good to hear. And it's also pretty impressive what you were able to establish within almost 20 years. It sounds like you have a big party next year in 2025, I assume, when you're celebrating 20 years of Forum Virium. When looking at Helsinki, and well, most of the time, I think we're talking about the city of Helsinki, but from what I hear, Forum Virium plays a really crucial role also. But Helsinki usually always features among the most innovative cities, at least in Europe, but also worldwide. Helsinki becomes more and more of a reference. And I'm just wondering, sort of, what is the secret sauce? Like, do you think it is related to, you know, Forum Virium being established as an innovation agency, the good collaboration that you have? How come that you're so successful in Helsinki with what you do in terms of innovation?
Well, I think it's about how things are done in Helsinki in general. And just a fun fact I need to add, in addition to innovative, so Helsinki is also one of the cities that's been topping the happiness rankings in addition to innovativeness. But why are we among one of the most innovative cities in Europe? So I think one thing is kind of openness in many ways, like, for example, participatory design and citizen-centric decision-making embedded in the city processes. Those are things that kind of push innovation and participation. in general, the public sector is eager to participate in different kind of pilot programs and is an early adopter of technologies. City of Helsinki also has been hosting different innovation platforms over times. There's a diversity in technologies from kind of Internet of Things, big data, VR, 5G, to name some of the most important, which is a key to market growth and innovation. Then there's, in general, in the whole kind of smart Helsinki region, which includes both Helsinki and the surrounding cities of Vantaa and Espoo. So there's a very well-connected ecosystem, and the different actors are collaborating, maybe more than competing.
And that's good to hear.
And also, like, something which is very Nordic is kind of transparency of doing things and data. So in general, kind of the rules, regulations, and decision-making processes are kind of openly shared, and then data is readily made available for public. So I think those are kind of very wide range of factors that all make Helsinki a good place for innovation. But there's many of them. And I have to say that we are small, and that helps to be kind of agile, taking the steps, if we compare, for example, to big cities in the Central Europe.
Yeah, that's a valid point. But I also like that you say it also has to do with mentality, right? Like the feature, the fact that transparency plays a big, big role in the Nordics and in Finland also particularly. Mm-hmm. So I think this is hard to build, and is like for some countries maybe more of a challenge than for others, when it is not as sort of natively ingrained in an identity. So I find it quite interesting that you pointed it out, that sort of also the mentality.
Yeah. And trust. Plays a big role.
And trust, yes.
Yeah. So I think like trust enables collaboration. Mm-hmm. So people trust each other. And I think it's also very much in the kind of Nordic DNA.
I wish this would be more, you know, widespread and more common, the feature of trust and enabling cooperation. But I think we're getting there, you know, at some point. But you also mentioned now a couple of things, like, for example, test beds and providing sort of also the ground for innovation and for experimenting. And basically what Helsinki has been quite famous for is the fact that you focused early on smart district development, and also on, you mentioned it also before, the fact on urban living labs. And I researched a little bit and I found out that Kalasatama was already designed in 2018. And I was just wondering,
already before.
Okay. When did it start, like with smart Kalasatama?
Yeah. Well, the smart Kalasatama, like the thematic focus for building a smart district, started, mm-hmm. Or we were there kind of starting the vision work from 2013. But the building of the district already started before, already in, was it 2008 or 9? So kind of, it was still earlier on.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, when you think like 2013, I think many cities weren't like that far in establishing or even thinking about this fact. So that is quite cool. Smart Kalasatama is basically the smart city district within Helsinki. Like with Kalasatama, everything started for like on-site experimentation and testing. And I'm wondering, like you already touched a little bit about it, but what was the process towards like first establishing Kalasatama, and how did this go about? Like, who had the first idea, and how were you involved as Forum Virium then as well?
Well, first of all, the city decided that the old industrial harbor, the brownfield area of Kalasatama, which was already under development to become a residential area, that as a developing area where things were going to be done over several years, as the development was supposed to be kind of continue until end of 2030s. So it would be a district for innovation and experimentation. So we needed a kind of common vision process, and that's where we also stepped in, running the vision process, engaging the different partners from the city divisions, from the developer companies, energy companies, innovative startups and tech companies, citizen, academia, like kind of all the stakeholders you need to hear what does a smart city district mean and how should it then serve the smart city innovation.
So you were kind of the neutral partner that brought everyone on the table and sort of coordinated these efforts a little bit.
Yeah, kind of facilitated the vision process and then started then there to run forward with the innovation platform activities. We also, as we did the vision process, so the vision was crystallized to one more hour a day. That was actually kind of fun because it sounded good for the citizen who always, why don't they want one more hour a day? The smart every day should really bring one more hour a day for the citizen, but also for the city, the thing should be so efficient, you know, they have to use well the taxpayers' money and make services function so that people do get one more hour a day. But also, for example, one of the main construction companies working in the district, SRV, they used one more hour a day in their marketing when they were selling the high-rise flats in the novel buildings in Kalasatama, heart of the Kalasatama Center. So kind of many angles to one more hour a day. And it really also served as a starting point for innovative solutions, that how do we really serve the citizen with new solutions that make every day more smooth and sustainable as well.
Mm-hmm. So the promise was, if you move to Kalasatama, you will get back 1 hour sort of in your day to do all the fun stuff that you want to do, or, you know, spend time with the family, whatever it might be.
Yeah, we never calculated that, but but still.
But that was the idea, that was the vision sort of that you were walking towards. What I'm wondering, sort of the term urban labs, living labs, testbed, smart district, sort of they are floating around in different constellations. And I'm just wondering, like, what's the greatest myth that you want to bust when we talk about urban labs? Like, what's the biggest challenge or promise that is sort of not really taken off in your experience?
I'm not sure if this is a good answer, but the answer I came up to is that actually when you talk about the urban labs and living labs in general, so always think about spaces or real, like, physical labs. But I think, and the more we work with, so I think it's also the set of working practices that support the innovation ecosystems and collaboration. So it's not really just the space. But space makes kind of a good metaphor as well, but also space is important, I'm not saying that, but also kind of the working practices are also in the heart of the urban labs. And I have to say that within Helsinki Innovation Districts, so we have also collected our best practices and also some cases from the districts into a leaflet, Tools for Urban Innovators. I'm very happy to share that also with your listeners, and it can be found on our website.
That would be very cool. I think we can definitely link towards this also in the show notes so that everyone can dive into this after the podcast if they are interested. But it's interesting that you say that it's not just about the space itself, but really about the methods of collaborating and working together and bringing innovation to the forefront. We already established that Smart Kalasatama started really, really early, like already in 2013 now. And in our briefing call, you said Smart Kalasatama doesn't need Forum Virium anymore. And I'm just curious, like, what do you mean by that?
Well,
did you abandon Smart Kalasatama, or
I say a lot of things, but maybe what I meant is that when we started really in 2013, so there was 1,000 people living in Kalasatama. There was the biggest hole in Finland, where there's now kind of four high-rise buildings at the moment by the metro station, and already 10,000 people living in the district. So when the district was building up, we were in charge of facilitating the ecosystem and collaboration of the developers, local community, and the city. But now, as it's existing, so our emphasis and also our projects have moved elsewhere. And also, in Kalasatama, we were able to develop the methods, the work practices for urban labs. So it was time to move on and also take the practices elsewhere in the city. But also, the city has also focused in the strategy to make the city of Helsinki as equal as possible for all residents. So also suburban districts need innovation and the living lab, urban lab activities that support it.
All right. So basically Smart Kalasatama grew up and is now a grown up and sort of can share knowledge with other districts now as well. And I guess this is also what you mean when we talk about the Helsinki Innovation District. So this is sort of this spillover effect from like this epicenter, Smart Kalasatama, to now other districts. And yeah. Can you explain a little bit about Helsinki Innovation District? So how does that look now? Is it like multiple spaces in the city, or how does it look like? How can I imagine Helsinki Innovation Districts now?
Yeah. Well, I still see Kalasatama as one of the Helsinki Innovation Districts. It's still okay. A test bed for us. There mm-hmm. are things happening, but we used to have a lab there, a physical lab space, and we used to be very active with the local ecosystem. Now, in addition to Kalasatama and another new area called Jätkäsaari, which is Helsinki's mobility lab, so we have concentrated our efforts to the suburban districts, which are also the selected Helsinki regeneration districts that the city is putting a lot of efforts into building and renovating for the next upcoming years. And also then our innovation activities can support the city's ambitions at the same time.
What kind of innovation are you testing at the moment in one yes. of the Helsinki Innovation Districts? Just to sort of give us an example of what's currently on your mind or in testing.
Yeah. Actually, also some themes and topics took kind of expanded from Kalasatama to the Helsinki Innovation Districts. So, for example, a couple of projects we are now running are especially linked to the development of new innovative green infrastructure that support biodiversity and climate adaptation and mitigation. In addition, these projects aim to look into the use of data and digital twins for supporting urban planning, but also user participation, which is especially important in the old areas where changes are made, and there's already kind of many people there, so it's very important to have their voices heard. Then another topic is well-being, and actually from the perspective that how can the built infrastructure and urban space support well-being and an active everyday for the citizen in the local district. We also work with topics related to urban food, for example, and circular economy, which is linked to many of the other topics as well, such as sharing economy in the districts, but also in the green infrastructure, or could be also kind of linked to the building and construction, but that's not yet the case.
Yeah. Again, I'm super stunned by the variety of topics and themes and use cases that sort of you're piloting within these in Helsinki Innovation Districts. Maybe if that's okay, I would like to just dive a little bit into this topic that you mentioned first, like the topic of green infrastructure and planning. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what kind of challenges Helsinki is looking at in this regard. Like, what are you trying to sort of solve with these tests?
Well, one of the EU projects is called Green in Cities. And it's actually looking into a district called Malmi, which is an old district built in the 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. And there has been an old airport in Malmi. And now the area will be, it will be changed to a residential district. I mean, there's also the old part of town, but then there's this kind of new part of town which will be grown. And that means that there's currently a nature area linking the old part of town and the upcoming new part of town. Mm. And we really need to see how the building will kind of challenge the biodiversity of the of that area, and how can we kind of see to that that as much as we can, so the nature areas are conserved and also kind of the biodiversity will be kind of stay as intact as possible. Because if we think about the climate adaptation and climate change in general, so those are kind of topics that are very important. So that's kind of one angle that we look into. And in general, like in the Helsinki Innovation Districts, also in Kalasatama, we are looking for new innovative ways to bring green infrastructure in the built environment. So, for example, now I'm going back to Kalasatama, which is still an important kind of testbed for us. So as an old harbour district, a brownfield district, so all green has to be built. So it's still a kind of important place to kind of bring green infra in the novel developments and find really kind of the most innovative ways to bring green that also supports the Nordic weather. Because, I mean, us in Finland, we're used to have like kind of the forest in the backyard. But as, you know, our surroundings are becoming more and more urban and there's less forest. So we really kind of have to see how the green is in the built environment, because it's also needed because of the more rains are coming due to the climate change. And we need more kind of a sponge city structures and anyway, green is good for the well-being in general.
That's true. But it's an interesting point, which I haven't thought about it at all. It's like, yes, of course, Helsinki in Finland, you have a sort of quite different challenge in terms of how do you keep the plants like living over the winter when it's getting really cold and sort of dark. It's a different kind of challenge that maybe and the green infrastructure in the south has. Yes. So super interesting. Thanks for elaborating a bit about this. What you also mentioned before is that it's pretty important, especially in those districts where already a big population is living, to involve citizens. And I was wondering, what are your strategies towards involving citizens? How have you been addressing this? How have you involved them?
First of all, so we always work hand in hand with the city. So sometimes, for example, in the Helsinki Regeneration Districts, the suburban districts. So it might have been that the city has been doing research and surveys on wider topics. Then we use what city has been doing. But we also do that a lot. So we do surveys, we engage cities in workshops, and of course, as test users. We've been developing in Kalastama, actually, one of our models urban lab activities is the Agile Piloting Program. So it also engages citizen in the pilot, in the various smart city pilots, and has become a model adopted by other cities in Finland and also beyond. And then actually we have a citizen pool we call the trial troops with over 500 residents all over Helsinki. So when we need citizens, so we also kind of have a channel to kind of send out invitations for people. So that's a kind of pool which is kind of changing over time, but it always helps when we do local activities.
That's pretty cool. The trial troops. Very
yeah,
cool.
But I have to say, I have to say one more thing. So engaging the local citizen is in the core. And no, it's not easy. So we need the different ways. And it doesn't just come like that. So you really have to work and you really have to bring value for the users. Mm-hmm. And you have to be kind of... you have to watch out for not promising things, especially when the city is engaged. So it's really kind of about being listening and giving a valuable experience for participation.
Thanks for pointing that out. I was actually about to ask, because it sounds again like this is maybe a mindset thing, that it's quite easy to find citizens to work with and to test with and to experiment with. But I'm almost glad to hear that this is also not so easy in Helsinki and that you have to really invest in the engagement and to deliver the value, to promise value and to involve citizens in a right way. So you don't have like a magic trick to involve citizens.
No, would love to have that.
Maybe we'll find it at some point. But thanks already for the tips for this. What I'm wondering is also, because you already mentioned it a little bit as well, like the spillover effects and also the transfer from successful sort of testbed setup to maybe a citywide deployment. Have you had cases where the test, for example, in Smart Kalasatama or in other districts, was so successful that it was rolled out in the aftermath in the whole city?
Well, I think I have a long answer.
Oh, so, let's bring it on.
Yeah. So first of all, many times the solutions piloted in the urban labs are like kind of agile pilots, kind of small mm-hmm. pilots that are quite early stage. And that means that they're not always ready for the citywide deployment, but rather maybe for the next steps in the form of a new project or some other further development. However, some examples exist. For example, from 2022, we had a kind of interactive, innovative lighting experimented in one of the innovation districts. And that pilot was expanded afterwards as the city of Helsinki ordered a new lighting plan that utilizes this kind of interactive lighting system in the local cultural center. But some other examples also exist. So for example, from the Kalasatama district, there was a long time interest and also projects related flexible use of vacant space in the buildings. And this yielded to the city to demand smart locking systems from all developers in the districts. And this then enables that it's possible to make smart services for sharing spaces. When, for example, spaces at like school gyms or the common spaces of the housing companies are not in use. So that can be seen as a kind of wider implementation, not a citywide, but taken in one district. So that's one thing. And then, for example, in some projects, we've developed tools like 3D plant library, which was also developed in a project. So that's also kind of more long-term development. Mm-hmm. And actually then it was used for planning the northern part of Kalasatama. So it kind of enabled creating a digital version of the area that then showed how the local trees would look like, for example, in different seasons and during different stages of growth. And this way it helped the planners to see what the plants would like in the urban environment and how they will then shape the buildings, for example, in the different ages or different, different ages, basically.
So this is also quite interesting. So you have tools that were developed and sort of that went into full-scale usage that were mostly for city urban planners or city developers, so yes, more an internal sort of tool. But you also had quite specific citizen-oriented or, you know, tools and methods that were really benefiting citizens, like different lighting in the environment, but also making open spaces available through this locker system. So yes, like very, again, like a very broad diversity of stakeholders, benefits, like very different. I can assume this is quite tricky to manage. Like, how do you do this, Kaisa? How do you keep an overview of all this?
We have very good project managers, mm-hmm, and experts working at Forum Virium Helsinki, who do collaborate not only with the city, but a network of experts. So I think doing together is the key.
And I think maybe you already, I think maybe you already went to my last question that I wanted to ask, because it sounded like collaboration between the innovation agency and the city, but also between different stakeholders is more or less like key to success in this case. If there would be a city that doesn't have an innovation agency and doesn't have an urban lab already, but they would like to set up one, what would you recommend those cities to do? Like, what would be the first steps that they could go?
Well, if you want to work with the city innovation, so first of all, you need the ownership from the city, and you need a strong vision, what you want to do, and find the right ways to work across the silos and organizations, and also kind of put effort in creating understanding between the different experts as well as citizens. And then really remember, I have to kind of repeat myself, so it's all about collaboration, and not the least about communications. And then, in addition, you really need to have a creative and experimental spirit.
So now everyone knows what they have to do, I would say. And if they're struggling, they have a lot of documentation from your projects online, and we will make sure to put the links to those in the show notes. Kaisa, it was a pleasure to talk to you and to hear so much and to learn so much about the Helsinki Innovation Districts and Smart Kalasatama in particular. So thank you for your time, and thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Leah.
So what we've learned today is that, yes, no matter how often we've already heard it, the key for anything successful in not just the digital sphere is cooperation. But also, as a baseline, a specific plan with a clear vision is needed if you want to establish an innovation district. So if you want to get started with urban labs and innovation districts, do check out the documents that Kaisa mentioned in our interview. For example, the Tools for Urban Innovators about Helsinki Innovation Districts, the Key Learnings from Smart Kalasatama, and also the ISCN Social Innovation Pathfinder, where we have a nice use case about Smart Kalasatama. I hope you'll find it useful, and see you on the next episode.